last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us Dr. Murtaza Karimi. He's got a PhD in Islamic studies. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you, alhamdulillah. So, we're going to be continuing our discussion about the last savior, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. We've been discussing the idea of a shaheed, a witness. We've been talking about the idea of there having to be a hujjah on the earth. Otherwise, the entire universe would kind of cease to exist in the way that we know it. And so we've talked about this through the noble verses of the Holy Quran. Today, I'd like to ask what a hadith we actually have on this subject.
When we refer to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, we come to this conclusion that this notion has been mentioned in details in various narrations that we have received from the Ahlul Bayt, to the extent that Sheikh Kulayni in his Al-Kafi 1-in-1, page 190, he has dedicated a chapter for this issue, and the chapter is entitled "Babun fi anna al-a'immata shuhada'u Allah azza wa jalla 'ala khalqihi." This chapter is on the fact that the Imam of the Ahl Bayt, they are the witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his creation.
Okay.
So let me just share a few narrations in this regard to again prove the fact that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, each one of them, the Shuhada, the Shaheed of their time and era, and for our time and for this nation that live in the major occultation, the Shaheed is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and it requires that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam should be there. So if there is no Imam after Imam Askari alayhi salam, it means that we do not have a witness anymore, and this is against the verses of the Quran that we shared in the previous sessions and against the narration that I would like to share today, inshallah.
Okay.
So Sama'a, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says that I asked the Imam about the verse فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. What about the day when we will bring a witness from every nation? Chapter Nisa 45. Imam says that this verse has been revealed specifically about the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In each time, there would be an imam from us, and that imam is the witness over his people of his time. And then what jina bika ala ha'ula'i shahida refers to the fact that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family is the witness over us. We are witnessing the actions of the people, and the Prophet is witness over us. This is in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 190. Buraydi Ajli, another companion of Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam, if I'm not mistaken, he says that I asked the Imam about the verse 143 of chapter Baqarah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكَ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you, that is the Muslims, the moderate nation, so that you be the witnesses over the people and the Prophet would be witness over you. Imam said that we, that is the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, we are the moderate nation, and that is, we are the criterion for showing the people the straight path. And we are the witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his creation, and we are the hujjahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the divine proofs. And then regarding the verse لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam continued, the Holy Prophet is witness over us, and we are witnesses over the people of our time. Another narration referring to the fact that for each time and era, the Imam of that time is the witness for that nation.
Okay, we'll come right back to that before you mention that, Doctor. Inshallah, after a break.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. voice like a whisper calling me in the wind. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back to the studio. We actually discussed the idea of the shaheed mentioned in the Quran.
It's been mentioned by one of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam that Imam Ali alayhi salam said that this narration is very interesting. There is no believing man and woman except that when they become sick, we also become sick. This is very interesting. This theme has been mentioned in different narrations that as soon as a true believer, he is afflicted by a calamity and he's suffering, the imam of his time will also suffer and from his suffering. This had been mentioned in this narration by Imam alayhi salam in more details. So he says that we will become sick. Maybe metaphorically speaking, Imam is trying to say that, I mean, we share in his pain as well. Uh-huh. So when they become sad, we will be sad as well. When they read prayers, we will say Ameen for them. Then the narrator says that I told the Imam that these are for the people around you, your companions. So what about the people who live in different corners of the earth? The Imam said that, O Rumaila, there is no believing man or woman in the east of the world or in the west of the world except that huwa ma'ana. He is or she is with us. وَنَحْنُ مَعَهُ And we are with him. Kada, the same. What I mentioned about those believing men or women are not limited to those people living in the city of Kufa or Medina. No. It includes all the believers. Whatever happens to them, if they are suffering, we also share in their pain. We pray for them. The actions of the people, according to this narration, especially the actions of the believers and even their feelings, they are witnessed by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. For the believers, they will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their well-being. And for all the other people, the point is that all the actions of every nation are witnessed by the Imam of that time.
So these are some very profound and complicated ahadith, actually. A lot of people will find it difficult to comprehend such grandiose kind of status for the imams. How do we reconcile these points?
These are not against the other beliefs that...
How do we reconcile these points with, for example, what we have so far witnessed and seen? I mean, it's very difficult to imagine a person who is so connected to you that they will also get sick when you are sick, even though they're physically far away. Or, for example, the idea that they are witnessing, Imam Zaman, for example, he is witnessing what this discussion that's taking place right now between you and me. You know, it's very difficult for us to imagine such a thing when we see all the human beings around us, their consciousness is limited to their own physical perception.
First of all, when it comes to suffering and sharing in the pains of the believers, I mentioned that when the narration refers to illness, it may not, I mean, literally speaking, refers to the fact that Imam Zaman will also become sick. It refers to the fact that Imam will share the pain of the people and the believers. Let me give you an example. Imagine as a father or mother, your children, they are sick. To some extent, you can claim that I also become sick as a mother or as a father, which means that right. I share the pain.
We're going to go for a short break now, and we're going to come back to this discussion.
The Holy Prophet mentions that أنا وعليٌ أبوا هذه الأمة. I, this is the Prophet, and Ali alayhi salam, we are the parents of this nation. And according to other narrations, the connection between the Imam and his followers is much more closer than the connection and relation between a person and his parents. So when as a father and as a mother, you share in the pain of your children, I mean, it's not a big deal to claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he sees that his children, his spiritual children, they are suffering, he will also suffer.
Right.
I mean, when nowadays people in different Muslim countries, they are suffering from different calamities, can we claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is indifferent? Of course not.
Yeah.
He will also suffer. This is one of the points that sometimes people ask the believers that please also pray Imam Zaman, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Of course, this is another question. Maybe later in one of the following sessions, we can discuss about that. What do we mean by praying for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? Because at the end of the day, he needs to be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that's true. But does it mean that he will not become sick? He will not suffer from any pain? No, this is not the case.
Uh-huh.
The Holy Prophet said, "Ma udhiya an-nabi mithlu ma udhiit." No prophet was bothered as I was. So, as the most complete human being, the Holy Prophet suffered the most. All the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they suffered a lot. They became sick. Sometimes even they needed to go to physicians. So we cannot claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is protected from any pain, any suffering, any illness. No,
right,
this is not the case. He may suffer, but the point is that at the end of the day, he will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we may pray for him for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him from any kind of pain, suffering. And it's not a big claim to mention that when, as believers, we suffer, then Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, as the father of this nation, as the unfortunately, many people, when they are reminded of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they just remember the fact that he will bring a sword and he will kill all the people and bloodshed and so on and so forth. But this is only, maybe 10% of the true picture. The other 90% is the fact that Imam Mahdi says that أنا رحمة الله الواسحة. I am that great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, as Shia, we have not elaborated enough on that part of the picture and image of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is referring to his great compassion and mercy towards not only Shia, not only Muslims, but rather towards all the people. So from this perspective, we can claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam suffers whenever the people, especially the Muslims and the Shia, suffer. And just to wrap up the discussion on Shuhada, because I think today we will bring this discussion to its end, we come to this conclusion that when the verse 89 of chapter An-Nahl refers to the fact that on the Day of Judgment, different Shuhada and different witnesses will be raised, it refers to the fact that those Shuhada must be living among the people, and that nation, Ummah, includes all the people, not only the believers. So it proves that in our time and era, there must be a witness, a shahid. And you cannot find any Muslim denomination to have claimed that in our time, this person is the shahid for the Muslims. No, it is only the Shia school of thought. Of course, we have other verses to prove our idea as well. Hadith of Thaqalain proves that in each time and era, there must be a member of Ahlul Bayt living among the people. Hadith of Ibn Ashar Khalifa, 12 Caliphs, also proves the same fact. And we believe that this verse in chapter An-Nahl explicitly refers to the fact that in our time there is a living shahid, a living witness among the people, and he's no one but Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
That's all we have time for today. We hope to see you next time, inshallah. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, we bid you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.